never led a tricon or us to Corey Hine. Corey, this is your fifth straight road course run of the season, but most notably, it's your 10th victory of the year, marking the single winningest season into the history of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. And of course, this win locks you into the championship board come Phoenix in a few weeks. Just talk about what those sentences mean to you in this current moment.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a crazy year so far. Really a crazy day from start to finish. We fired off with so much speed to begin practice, and I thought we were able to fine-tune our truck to be really competitive. And then qualified on the pole, set ourselves up for a great day, and kind of went downhill pretty quick there. But I've never had a grind like that to come all the way back and win the race like that. So that was pretty wild. But obviously just had an opportunity there at the end with older tires. I literally came on the radio and said we're screwed here. So I thought we were just with the newer tires being behind us and also running out of fuel a little bit, but seemed like they stacked up enough behind us to where I could kind of limp it home. So just a crazy day, crazy year so far, and for how much success we've had this year as an organization, we've actually had a lot of up and downs. You'd think it'd be a pretty smooth sailing success, and it has been recently, but just the ups and downs we had earlier this year to come as far as we have and endure the tough races we had earlier this year and come back and have a streak like we are right now is pretty awesome. So just hats off to my Tricon guys. Can't do it without a good team like them, and Toyota for all their support. This is my sixth year with them now, and it's been a lot of success since I signed with them. So all their support, and Mobile One Safe Flight for this year, and Yahoo as well. So just a lot of people to thank, but also a lot of big things coming up.
Great deal. Well, we know if you have questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand, and we can get your mic swiped to you. We'll start with Zach over here on the side, and we'll move our way forward.
Zach Cerniola, NASCAR.com. Corey on your right. What was your perspective on the start?
Well, first of all, I knew my priority was going to be, you mean the first lap one or the last one?
The first
lap. Oh, yeah, I don't know. I went into one. I thought I left him a lot of room. I actually haven't even seen it yet. Thought I left him a lot of room. I short-shifted in the second. It was the first gear restart. I short-shifted in the second, which got him back equal with me. I wish I had kind of run out first gear and got clear, at least close to it. I short-shifted a second to try to get some traction, and let the 34 kind of enter next to me, and all I know is that the 9, I guess, got into him, so I couldn't see him in my mirror. I was already halfway through the corner, and then I just got kind of run into there, so haven't seen a replay of it, but just got hit, I guess. That's all I got.
To overcome that and the damage that you guys got right away, what does it say about the resiliency of the 11 team, and at what point did you know that you had something to still contend with despite all that damage?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. When I first hit the wall, I was obviously most concerned about the right front tire. That's the tire I hit the barrier with. And, pulling off, I had all the tire smoke, and it felt pretty funky right away. So I knew we weren't, as far as the back end of the truck, I thought we were okay. I didn't feel like it was skewed out or any of the rear wheels were towed in or out or anything. But the right front was definitely damaged when I was 90 degrees to the left of my steering. But it really didn't feel terrible going through the infield that first time. And, of course, we pit like four times under that caution to try to get the toe back straight and the other things that were bent up under the front end. So eventually we got it back close. It definitely felt pretty funky still after we made all the adjustments, and it wasn't perfect. But to come from smash into the barrier, I mean, that truck literally looks like it did a barrel roll after the race. So to come from that and actually have a shot at it at the end and match times with the leader before that last caution is pretty impressive on those guys. I have no idea how they're able to pull it off, but all the power to them, because that was very impressive on their part.
We'll stay on the right here. We'll just move up a row right there, and then we'll make our way up to the center.
Daniel McCoy, Niner Times. How does winning at your organization's home track affect your feelings on what you accomplished today?
Yeah, it's really cool. Just being able to come here, short trip for us, and kind of just hang out with family and whatnot, during the race weekend, and have a lot of the friends and family come down, and also just to accomplish what we've accomplished today with the 10 wins and whatnot. That's really cool to have a lot of friends and family be able to come, close to home. So, I saw a lot of people, significant others and daughters, brothers, sisters, whatever, be able to celebrate, and everyone was pretty hyped up about it. So there's always a special little, extra bit of motivation when you come to a track that's, right next door with all the friends and family that get to come. So to be able to, first of all, just come from such a crazy start to rally to the end there is cool. But to have that, home track feel to it, it's even cooler.
Did your family show up today?
Yeah, I had a, good amount of my family there, family and friends. So, you know, every time we race Charlotte, I try to bring them all out.
Go to Bob up here in the front, and then we'll come up to the center.
Bob Parkhurst, Fox Sports. How are you going to handle having to wait 3 weeks now to get to Phoenix?
Yeah, I mean, I would typically say, you know, it's one race at a time, and it is in my mindset. I've always, you know, people have always asked me, like, what do you think about, you know, going to Phoenix, or, you know, every time I was locked in 2023, people were asking me, like, what I thought about it and stuff. I was like, well, one race at a time here, you know, but I think this is one of those rare occasions where our goal was to win the championship, and that's the next goal. Of course, we want to win races, win Talladega and Martinsville, but this is one of those special occurrences where your sights are really set on Phoenix. It's not to say that we're going to go out and not try to compete at the next two, but, you know, just to be able to have the opportunity that we do to have some extra weeks to work on that Phoenix truck and get it on the pull down early and start working on it. It's a special feeling, and you know, that was kind of the main goal today, and we were able to execute on that.
So is the goal of the next 2 weeks not to make anybody mad?
Yeah, to an extent. I mean, I feel like every time something like that happens where you like make somebody mad in the last race at Martinsville or something, nothing ever happens. So that's not to say that it won't this time, but like every year something happens, like, oh, someone's pissed off going to Phoenix and but you know, whatever, but I don't know. I mean, maybe this will come back to bite me. I don't feel like I'm an aggressive guy, though. I feel like I'm always pretty easy to race around. So as long as I keep doing what I'm doing, I think everything will be okay.
Yeah, I guess at Phoenix is what everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter at that point, right? Everyone drives looking mad at each other, so.
And I wanted to get your opinion of the tire pack in the turn going from the infield portion to the oval portion there in the turn.
You talking about turn 7 or the front stretch chicane?
Turn 7.
Seven, yeah. I mean, I've never raced here prior to that, so it's hard for me to answer that because I don't know much of the difference. But I never saw any issue with it. I got really close a couple times, and it probably would have resulted in, you know, obviously some damage. But yeah, I can't really compare to anything, so it was fine to me.
Take questions here, then we'll go to the press box.
Trent Worsham, frontstretch.com. Corey, a lot of, you know, people seeing you this season get in the truck and just be fast off the rail, clean a lot of laps from these races. But, you know, similar to what Zach was saying, seeing you have to, you know, fight and struggle and pull out a win like this, you know, even in a one race championship like Phoenix where that could happen, you know, does that prepare you for something like that? Maybe happening in Phoenix where people may, you know, say you're a deserving champion, but something can happen and, you know, you can fight back.
Yeah, I mean, I've always known, you know, it's in myself for sure. I've always been able to understand that I'm capable of doing something like that. It's just we've had, you know, the blessing of being able to have really good pace and practice and qualifying and set ourselves up for a race, and you kind of just manage it from there. You know, there hasn't been a lot of, knock on wood, there hasn't been a lot of things that have gone wrong to put us behind and then we have to rally like today. So I've always known I'm capable of that, and we've always had the pace to kind of do that. But, you know, I guess we just were able to kind of show that off today, for lack of a better word.
Take a question from the press box and we'll come back up here.
John Newby, Savage Ventures. I know you said you haven't raced here before, but I was just curious, now that you've had your first experience with the Roble in a fairly chaotic, you know, playoff race, what are your thoughts about this video hosting that round of 8 opener?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting for sure. I think, you know, road course is fine for the round of 8. It's, I think what they're trying to do is get a nice bit of diversity in the last round to, you know, expose everyone's strengths to all put it into one race, you know. So it makes sense that it's in the last round. I don't know about truck series. It's a little rough. I mean, you saw it happen on lap one, you know, with a guy that's pretty experienced. I mean, I don't know, like I said, I haven't seen a replay of what happened, but a guy that's pretty experienced probably, you know, should have done something like that. I mean, even with the experienced guys in the truck series, it's like, this is, you know, you put them in a spot that's, you know, it shows a lot of desperation throughout the field, and I feel like that gets exposed, especially in the series where people are probably still learning. So, you know, I don't love it, but it's certainly better than Talladega. I can promise you that. That's a lot better than Talladega.
Come up here. We're good. Any further questions for Corey today? Awesome. Well, congrats on the win, and good luck in a few weeks at Phoenix.
Thank you.
Congrats, man.
Thanks, buddy.